Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. As we roll into county fairs, I thought I'd share some information about the National Poultry Improvement Plan and its protection of the nation's poultry. First, a little history. Back in 1935, the poultry hatchery industry saw the need for a cooperative state and federal program to improve breeding stock, control specific diseases, and facilitate interstate trade. That original objective has been refocused on egg-transmitted diseases. The Kansas Poultry Disease Act of 1985 requires all hatcheries, hatchery supply flocks, and poultry entered in public exhibits to comply with the National Poultry Improvement Plan. This includes birds that attend county fairs. Salmonella pylorum, Salmonella gallinarium, aka fowl typhoid, are the two main egg-transmitted diseases of poultry. As a result of the voluntary testing program, their occurrence is now less than 1% in the U.S. So why do we still concern our flocks with the testing? Because if one of these two diseases were to enter a commercial flock, the effects could be detrimental on the industry and cause low access to eggs and poultry in the grocery store. These two diseases belong to a large family of about 2,000 bacteria called Salmonella. Salmonella pylorum and Salmonella gallinarium that causes fowl typhoid are just two serotypes. Pylorum and typhoid are primarily transmitted from one generation to the next through infected hatching eggs. A less common method of transfer is consuming contaminated dust, litter, or feed from the environment. Wild birds and rodents can also be a source of infection. Pylorum and typhoid diseases can be fatal to young chickens and turkeys. Pylorum disease causes heavy death loss in chicks during their first 3 weeks. Pylorum may also reduce productivity in adult birds. Although infected adults can show no evidence of infection, they may remain lifelong carriers. Eradication is the main method of prevention. This is accomplished by blood testing poultry at all breeders supplying hatching eggs, good sanitation practices such as incubating clean eggs, and proper cleaning and disinfecting of incubators and other equipment are effective tools. The possibility of a person becoming infected from eating eggs or meat infected with pylorum or typhoid, or other salmonella organisms for that matter, is very limited. Proper storage, handling, and preparation of eggs, foods containing eggs, and poultry meat will reduce the chances of an infection. Chickens, turkey, and all poultry except waterfowl over the age of 4 months should be tested if they're going off the farm. The testing process is simple. A tiny blood sample is taken from the vein that runs across the first joint in the underside of the wing, which is very accessible. This sample is combined with an antigen and observed for a couple of minutes. If the sample does not clot when the animal is considered free of these diseases, we all go on about our day. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.